She's precisely the kind of Labour politician that the more conservative end of unionism would have disliked. She was very much her own person. She was a feminist. She was modern in style. She was slightly bohemian, and she spoke her mind. So nationalists had very high expectations of her. Now, she was probably a far more subtle politician than either the unionists or the nationalists realised. She's been slightly written out of the record of the Good Friday Agreement, partly because she died not that long afterwards. She was, of course, ill at the time. So many of the prime actors have either written their own accounts or had biographies written about her. And of course, she is a victim of the usual propensity to write women out of the record. But the Good Friday deal would not have happened without Mo Molan. She was an intuitive politician. She set up excellent relationships with a broad spectrum of politicians. She was very good in the forum. But for her, the loyalist paramilitaries probably would never have signed up to ceasefire. Off her own bat, she crucially went into the prisons to meet them. And if she was not acceptable to what used to be called Fur Coat Brigade unionism, certainly former loyalist paramilitaries found her a trustworthy person to whom to speak. In the final stages of the Good Friday Agreement, on the Thursday and the Friday, I think she played quite a crucial role in advising, cajoling and shifting things on. She definitely made a difference. She changed the weather. She altered the atmosphere. She got people to trust her. She moved the process on. She was particularly good with loyalist prisoners, with all of the nationalist parties, with the political representatives of loyalism, who are crucially important, without whom the whole thing could not have gone on. Her later replacement by Peter Mandelson, I suppose, represented a kind of Labour Party boys' club desire to have ownership for all of it taken away from her. Everybody, to some extent, was pushed aside by the big boys, that is to say, Ahern and Blair. But the representation of Mo Molan as marginal, I think, is wrong.